You know, we often pull off this show with people in different places. Renee's in California. I'm here in New York City this morning. We have phones and webcams, just like another profession. Doctors are doing more patient visits virtually, many through the country's largest telemedicine provider, Teladoc. But state regulators in Texas have concerns about the level of care, as Lauren Silverman from station KERA in Dallas reports.
A few weeks ago, Patty Broyles felt like she was in a fishbowl.
The weather was really cold and rainy, and I had a lot of pressure in my sinus areas. I had some green phlegm going on.
To make matters worse, Broyles wasn't near her primary care doctor in Dallas. She was visiting family outside of Chicago.
I called Teladoc, and I got some advice.
And antibiotics that cleared up her sinus infection. Teladoc is available to patients in 48 states. Employers or insurers make deals with the company so members can call up anytime and be connected with a doctor within minutes.
The telehealth encounter uses the technology that we have access to every day.
Jason Gorovic is CEO of Teladoc.
Whether it's your cell phone, your laptop that has a webcam built into it, or simply the phone.
New rules from the Texas Medical Board would make it a lot harder for 2 million people in the state to call a doctor for advice or prescriptions unless they have a pre-existing relationship. That, Gorovic says, is why Teladoc sued.
The rules as they're written today only allow a physician who has seen a patient in person to interact with them remotely. That's basically saying you can't go shop anywhere else.
But Mary Robinson, executive director of the board, says the new rules are not meant to stifle competition. They're meant to ensure patient safety.
No one would think if they showed up at their doctor's office, they would have the doctor stand on one side of the door, they would stand on the other, they would tell their doctor their symptoms, and the doctor would slip a prescription out from under the door. No one would think that that was good care. That is exactly the same as doing it over the telephone or over some system where a physician cannot get objective diagnostic information.
The rules allow for some exceptions where a physician can diagnose or prescribe medications via phone or video. For example, if a patient is at a medical clinic or with a healthcare worker who can do a sort of surrogate exam. Still, Dallas healthcare attorney Brenda Cho says doctors are always trying to prevent new competition from butting in.
And in this situation, doctors and offices are trying to protect their practice from telemedicine, basically.
Cho isn't letting Teladoc off the hook, though, either.
Nobody is saying that we shouldn't flat out use telemedicine, period. That would be stupid, and nobody's saying that. Now, what the Texas Medical Board and the doctors are saying, well, we should use it in a limited sense as long as it doesn't affect the standard of care.
While the Texas Medical Board doesn't think it's safe to rely on patients sending in photos and texts to doctors, Washington, D.C. lawyer Renee Quashie points out other states do.
If you look at states like Virginia and Maryland and New Mexico, they have laws and regulations that really facilitate the greater use of telemedicine.
He says in a state like Texas, there's a larger role for telemedicine. 200 counties are considered medically underserved. In more than a dozen counties, there's just one primary care doctor. Access to doctors is the main reason insurer Blue Shield partnered with Teladoc in California. Executive Vice President Janet Widman says at first, telemedicine was meant to help rural members reach specialists.
Now, there's quite a bit of interest from our members in having the convenience of a telehealth visit. Folks want that.
By next year, 800,000 of the 3.5 million Blue Shield members will be able to use Teladoc in California. In Texas, the new rules governing virtual visits were supposed to go into effect June 3rd, but have been delayed until the case goes to trial. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.